welcome back to One Inspiring Word. I'm your host, and today, well, first things first. If you live in the Texas area, we are getting snow! Whoop whoop! Except that also means that the weather is freezing.
For Texas, at least.
Honestly, Texans are kind of wimps when it comes to weather. Now, the only reason I say that is because, you know, when we get an inch of snow, everything gets canceled because it's so dangerous. Roads are all gonna ice over, which is valid, but we're still wimps. But I'm really excited for snow to fall, and I know a lot of people are. So let's get into the episode. This week's inspiring word is hard to explain, but I think it's order. Because, you know, as I've grown up, I've noticed that life has order. I'm sure we all have. Like, you know, good things happen, bad things happen, amazing things happen, and then horrible things happen. But there is order, and there is goodness, and everything happens for a reason, and it's amazing. This week, I urge you to try to see all the order in your life, because it's beautiful. What does that even look like? Well, it can be the leaves, the trees turning color every year, year after the next, gorgeous as usual. It can look like making a new friend, but it can also mean failing a test, feeling really lonely and scared and a ton of things. But the world has order, which means your time will come and you will win, whatever that means to you. So today I'm going to read you something, which is part two, the sequel to one of those episodes I made last year, The Struggle. This one's called a breakthrough, because after a long struggle, there's always a breakthrough. And there's a lot of us here that need a breakthrough today. Maybe that's you. Whoever you are, wherever you're listening from, whatever you're struggling with, this work of literature is for you. It's to tell you that the breakthrough is coming. Sometimes you just need a little guidance. The breakthrough. So we're here at the breakthrough. We have finally arrived. This is the start of the next half of our journey. Your breakthrough starts the moment you start focusing on what you have instead of on what you don't have. 2 Kings 4:2. All of the main characters in all the big movies out there have a breakthrough. For example, in Frozen, Anna realizing Hans does not care for her. Marinette from Miraculous Ladybug realizing you can be a superhero with or without a mask. I'm so excited for season 6, by the way. Perhaps it's when they finally realized the solution was right under their nose. Maybe they figured out how to finally use their magical powers. Maybe they discovered what was truly important. So why does this matter to us? We aren't fictional characters, and there is no guaranteed happy ending. Today, I'll talk about a breakthrough using the points, what is a breakthrough, why it's important, and how to achieve one. So what is a breakthrough? According to Oxford, it's a sudden, dramatic, and important discovery or development. It's when we figure out what really matters after we struggle and struggle and struggle. Synonyms for breakthrough include discovery. This can be as simple as, wow, I just found out I love pickles. Or as complicated as finding the next cure of cancer. Another synonym includes advanced progress or an innovation. This is when you make changes to something already established. Basically, when you change something. Sometimes this change is your view of the world. An improvement. In order to succeed, we need to constantly make improvements and become better. Another synonym is a leap. The astronaut Neil Armstrong said this when he was the first man to step on the moon. That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Now, you may not be the first person to step on the moon, but that does not mean you cannot take your leap. Some of us here today have been struggling. We feel like we want to quit. According to CNBC.com, 51% of young Americans say they feel down, depressed, or hopeless. I started a new school this year, and it's been really hard. Trying to stay above the homework, I literally came from a school where there was no homework at all. And trying to feel valued when you don't know anyone, trying to have friends, I just want to quit. We are all in need of a gleaming solution, the miraculous discovery that always happens in those books, our rainbow. We all need a breakthrough. And your breakthrough is coming. Let me say that again. You may be struggling and drowning and swimming, trying to stay above the water. And your breakthrough is coming. The shore is near. Which leads me to my next point. Why are breakthroughs important? In the Chinese culture, there's a symbol called the yin-yang that demonstrates the balance of light and darkness. Half of the circle is black, and the other half is white. And within each small half, there is a tiny circle that is the other color. In the white half, there is a small circle that is black. In the black, white. The symbol reminds us that without darkness, you can't see the light. Breakthrough helps us reflect on our struggles and enjoy the light. Which leads me to my final point. How can we achieve our breakthrough? That's really the question of the day, or the question of the month, and maybe the year, and just in general. How can we achieve our breakthrough? We struggle because we are humans. We are imperfect, and we mess up, and things go wrong, and no one can avoid it. No one is spared. And, you know, this leaves us with a few possible options. Number one, don't be afraid to ask for help. Life has order, and something about that order means that you never have too much that you can't handle. And sometimes this means asking for help. There are always good people willing to help you. Sometimes you have to look really hard, but don't give up on other people. Don't give up on yourself, because your breakthrough will come at the time you least expect it. Find the thing or person in your life you're going to fight for. At a volleyball game, my coach told me that everyone needs to have someone they're playing for. For her, that was her mom. For me, that's my sister and my family. Love. Who are you going to fight for? It can be yourself, your dog, your plants. I don't know. Sometimes it even helps to believe there is a greater force. Many people choose to believe that there's order in this life, and there is a reason they're here, and there is a greater force. An example of that is religion. In the Christian religion, there is a force called God, and he is described as an unchanging, powerful, and always present God that promises that he is there, whoever you are, whatever you've done, and he'll finish what he has started. In the Bible, the verse Philippians 1:6 says, God will finish what he has started. He has started everything in your life. And through him, you will succeed. And he has already won the battle. And he has a plan for you. So that means we need to embrace the little things. Sometimes in life, we really do not understand how lucky we are. Until it's all gone. Take a look at what you have around you, the beautiful world that you get that some don't even get to witness. This means being a beacon of joy, because if you are happy and thankful, you will spread contagious waves that will not only satisfy you, but everyone around you. Be grateful. Sometimes we don't realize something doesn't hurt until it's too late. Sometimes our breakthroughs are small and almost insignificant. You have to be your own breakthrough by finding your own light. In the Bible, there is a man named Job who suffered immensely. He had lost everything. Job, like us, needed a breakthrough. In verse 120, it says, Job stood up, fell to the ground, and worshiped the Lord. He suffered intensely. He lost everything. And sometimes when this happens, we find ourselves quitting, giving up, making bad choices. But there's hope for you. You just have to harness that joy. Let go of your umbrella, because darling, I'm just trying to tell you that there's always been a rainbow hanging over your head. Yeah, there's always been a rainbow hanging over your head. It'll all be all right. Your breakthrough starts the moment you start focusing on what you have instead of on what you don't have. 2 Kings 4:2. Thank you.